The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Monday edition. Thank you for joining me on this cool, crisp autumn afternoon. It was like the calendar actually looked at the weather and said, okay, let's change. You know, just a few days ago, 90 degrees. And now jacket, sweater weather. Beautiful, beautiful day. And I welcome you. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hope you had a good weekend. Joy and I certainly did. Joy had the opportunity to speak to a large ladies group down at First Baptist Church of Grove City. It's interesting because she spoke to the same group last year, and it's highly unusual to be brought back for 2 years in a row, but they brought her back for the second year. And I must say, and I know I'm prejudiced, she's my wife, but it was one of the most powerful message to women that I have heard in a long, long time. I wish it had been recorded. Just the Spirit of God was so present, so evident. And it was a women's gathering, but they they let me in. And I just want to say to the ladies of First Baptist Grove City, my goodness, what a spectacular luncheon. The decorations, the theme was carried out beautifully. The food was absolutely delicious. It was an extraordinary event. And to all of the ladies who were involved in the planning and the preparation, congratulations and thank you for inviting Joy and allowing me to tag along. But as I was sitting there, obviously in our house, I do most of the speaking. But Joy, God has given her such an unusual ability to be so transparent. And it was just powerful. And I was so proud of her in a godly way, not in an ungodly, carnal way, but I was just so proud of her in a godly way. She just did a wonderful job. And so anyway, that was Saturday. We had a great, great, great time there. And then we joined the Buckeye game on Saturday night. And we had the opportunity of being back to our home church yesterday. We've been gone quite a bit. We'll be gone quite a bit in the future as we travel with CrossPower. But it was great to be back home at our church as well. So anyway, hope you had a good weekend. We certainly did. Perspective is so important. One of our local TV stations posted this on their website. It was a couple of days ago. I actually don't see the date, but it was a couple of days ago. And the headline, Freedom to Read. That was the attention grabber. Freedom to Read. Books on LGBTQ+ racism banned in 32 states. Dateline Columbus, Ohio, because of the actions of one school district. Ohio is listed among 32 states with districts banning more than 1,600 books, with most titles featuring LGBTQ+ themes and characters of color. Now, you want an illustration of bias in the news media? There are 1,600 books on this list of books that have been banned across the country in 32 different states. One district here in Ohio is mentioned, and they have banned a few books. Now, if you know what's going on here, you know that almost all of these books are being banned because they're pornographic and they're aimed at children. They're age inappropriate, almost all of the books. Now, folks, listen. Pornography and obscenity are not protected under the Constitution. And any reasonable person that has any morality left in them at all realize that books should be age appropriate with children. Says most titles featuring LGBTQ+ themes. It's not just the LGBTQ thing. It is the way it is presented in obscene and pornographic ways. And then it says, most titles featuring LGBTQ+ themes and characters of color. All right, now, I am not familiar with all 1,600 of these books, but I'm familiar with a lot of them and the controversy over when they have been removed from school libraries across the country. I do not know of one, not even one, that is banned because it contains characters of color. That's a lie. That is a blatant misrepresentation by our local TV station. I don't know of a one. I try to keep track of these controversies around the country, and I have never, 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 never heard of any school library saying, well, we can't have that book because it contains black people. We can't have it because it has characters of color. It is more than a misrepresentation, and it's not a mistake. It's just blatant bias and a lie. So they make a big deal out of it. The Ohio district is Hudson City Schools, south of Cleveland, and they have banned Gender Queer, a memoir, which, if you check it out, is obscene. But the article from our local TV station portrays people who want to ban books as people who are against freedom. They are against freedom. The very same people take a completely different stance if it's the Bible or a Christian book that one person in the community objects to. Oh, well, we've had somebody in the community be offended because of the Bible and, you know, separation of church and state, and we receive state funds, so we can't have religious books in our library. We can't do that. Yeah, these people screaming for freedom take the opposite stance if it's something of a Christian nature, and there are many public school libraries across America that have banned the Bible because it's religious. And we know what the Constitution says about that. Yeah, the Constitution says freedom of religion. There is so much bias in the news media, whether it's the mainstream national media or even local media. And it's all in perspective. Why are the books banned? Because people hate freedom? Or because people love children? All in how you look at it.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh, my goodness, this election campaign. Wow. Nan Whaley, the Democratic candidate for governor, is making almost her entire campaign about abortion. She is making this her number one issue. And because of that, I hope she loses in an historic landslide. And not because I'm that much of a DeWine fan. I'm really not. I'm going to vote for him because, my goodness, I don't want Nan Whaley to be governor of the state of Ohio. But she is making, if you're following her ads, following her Twitter, following her Facebook, following her social media posts, she is making abortion her number one issue. This is all that's important to this woman. We got to kill unborn babies. Listen to this. She just tweeted this just a little bit ago. This is from her official Twitter site, at Nan Whaley. She says, quote, "What is especially concerning to me is hearing from young medical students who don't think they'll stay in Ohio to practice medicine because they won't be able to give their patients the care they need." Now, what does she mean? Abortion. She's hearing about all these medical students that aren't even going to stay in Ohio because they won't be able to perform an abortion. Then she went on. She said, and I quote, "Just finished a discussion with medical professionals about Mike DeWine's abortion ban and what is at stake. These folks just want to provide the best care for their patients, but extremist politicians like DeWine are standing in their way." So all of these young doctors are going to leave Ohio because they won't be able to perform abortions. Well, I did just a little bit of research. You see, I have this problem. I like to think. I'm not particularly bright, but God gave me a brain, and I like to use it occasionally. So I wonder how big a deal this is then. Okay? So, out of all of the doctors in America, I just looked this up. These are the latest statistics. There are 891,000 physicians of all stripes, all specialties in America today. 891,000. Of the 891,000, 41,000 are OBGYNs. Who performs abortions? Some OBGYNs. So get this. Out of 891,000, less than 5% are part of the medical profession that could perform an abortion. Are you still with me? So out of all of the doctors, only less than 5% of all the doctors could, if they wanted to, perform an abortion. And then I looked up, how many OBGYNs actually perform abortions? Well, guess what? 7%. So you have less than 5% of all of the doctors in America could, if they wanted to, perform an abortion, but only 7% of the 5% actually perform abortions. What does that mean? It means a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of doctors going to medical school have any thought whatsoever about performing abortions. The overwhelming majority of young doctors coming out of Ohio State Medical School or any other medical school in America, a tiny little percentage would even think about abortions. And yet, let me read the quote again for you and see if you think it passes the smell test. Nan Whaley tweeted, "What is especially concerning to me is hearing from young medical students who don't think they'll stay in Ohio to practice medicine because they won't be able to give their patients the care they need. Ohio deserves better than Mike DeWine's dangerous government mandates." Really? Talk about twisting, turning, perverting the truth. Talk about exaggerating. My goodness. And this woman wants to be our governor. Like I said, if it were only the abortion issue, realizing that she is so radical pro-abortion, I mean radical pro-abortion, I hope she loses in a landslide. It's not that I have anything personal against her. I just hope the state of Ohio sends a loud and clear message. We here in Ohio do not believe that killing innocent unborn babies is the number one priority for government. I hope that message is sent out loud, loud and clear. Yeah, it's important to vote in November, folks. It really is. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.